Hey y'all, hey.
Hey. Linked together.
Goodness.
Folks out there.
It's like a freaking chain gang.
That's right. She can't get away from me, she tried.
It was all part of his secret plan.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, hey.
Yeah, y'all are funny as hell, yo. Why did you do that? Hey.
She's like,
I'm over here dying on this side. Like, yo,
this morning, you see how I looked at her? Like,
I'd have been like, what the fuck? Like, where'd that come from?
It's the fat juicy drinking.
Hey, it's
the
fat juice.
The Thotimus Prime in him came out.
That's you. You the Thotimus Prime.
That is true.
I'm gonna say, what was Siren again?
Nigga trot mine.
Oh, she was Thototron.
Thototron.
Yeah, Thototron. I'm Thototron. I'll accept. I accept Thototron.
After the 2 weeks ago, the Listerine story, you're like, oh. Yeah.
Oh,
listen.
Yo,
you know how many views I got on that clip when I was talking about me fucking at their lady's fiance?
Just all of them. Just all the comments.
I felt so bad.
At the end,
I felt so bad.
Judge ye not. Right. Not cast a first stone.
Like I said, don't judge me for my past.
I'm sure someone gonna throw a stone at you anyway, but
anyway. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Beichan After Dark, where we celebrate and educate on all things related to sex. Yes, look at Mike Hennessy. He is hype. He is ready.
With the hand motion.
Yes, mm-hmm. Mike Hennessy, aka White Hennessy, aka Freckles, aka the Wild Ginger, aka Thotimus Prime.
Oh,
say hello to the people.
What's up, everybody? Remember everyone?
Craig said,
what?
I'm sorry, Craig said he can't tell by the smile on the lip. I feel so bad,
hey,
Craig.
Listen, we got money to make real quick. Hold up.
But then so also, everyone, my shirt says,
God damn it. You don't fool me. Forget we tied together.
You're about to choke his ass out with that damn cord by the end of this show.
My damn arrow.
I mean, it wouldn't be the first time I choke somebody out.
Anyway.
So,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Let's get to the moneymaker.
Yeah, right, go
everyone,
ahead.
Everyone that is watching on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, anybody is watching on YouTube, please remember to like, subscribe, comment, put on your notification bells and let us know that then we're going to let you know that we're on live right now. Remember to follow us on Instagram, follow us on Facebook, Blurterproof Entertainment. Make sure that you, what's up?
I didn't know Brandon was jumping in on the show today.
Right, neither did I.
Did he press another button again?
He did.
Y'all don't even notice me here. Y'all just
you're a whole box.
I'm over here still like this. Should I continue? Should I continue?
Everyone comment in the post.
You don't even see me. I'm just a ninja moving through in the shadows.
I see. There we go. Another nameless ninja. Instagram, Facebook, follow us, Bird Approved Entertainment. Follow us on our, make sure that you, the Cash App. Pinky, what they need to know about this Cash App, Pinky?
Yeah, y'all. So if y'all want to support us, give us some donations, provide tribute to your adorable ass overlords, we have a Cash App. Y'all can drop us some change. Hey, Bay Chan, we ain't gonna drive it like it's hot, but we will appreciate it. If you guys have any donations that you want to give us, whether it be monetary, merch, if there's something y'all want us to promote and you want to send it along, we can provide that information as well. But definitely, if you're feeling real generous and you just got paid or you got a bonus and we're getting a little close to the holidays, if you want to give me a little cash because it was my birthday a couple weeks ago, same with Hennessy.
Right, or awesome. Strange things for change. I'm also about that.
Yes.
Strange things for change on the show.
I cost more than $40. Fuck that. Fuck what he's saying. I cost more than $40.
Nothing's off more than $40.
So one more time. This is also to help out with the Cash App, is to help us provide with equipment, anything like
and
that.
Me not being here to square tethered with a
and definitely microphone. Not with that situation right there. Like that's the
yo,
look
for
at
real.
It. Look at it. Y'all gotta send something. Y'all gotta send something because of that situation right there alone.
Listen, well, if he wasn't invading my space,
we're together. We're happy. We're
together. Yes. If he wasn't invading my space, okay. And
that's
and
why
Rockstar,
I'm happy I'm in
Royal
nobody's
is working.
Popping up on my shit.
Yes. She may get your question.
She may pop in, she may not, but you know, we got people gotta pay the bills. So.
Thoughts and prayers.
Unless y'all cash it. That part. Yeah, see, that's when Brandon's supposed to put the cash in, but whatever.
Cool.
He'll get it together.
The Q's
gonna be on okay, point. This is like a bad Chinese movie with the delay.
What are you talking about? Those movies are great.
They are. But I'm just saying.
I do that shit in, like on a regular. I'm not gonna like I'll be saying something and I'll just keep going like okay. Old Chinese movie. Those are good movies.
They are pretty good.
They
you
really
know,
are.
Gonna be a good one if you can see yeah.
But
Five Deadly Venoms is my favorite.
Let's get to the topics, all right?
Wait,
so
wait, anybody else didn't come in?
Huh?
You gotta get what? Them to y'all.
Oh, you wanna? They know who the hell they are.
Oh, y'all know who
say hello.
Damn,
I'm joking.
All right, mom. Shit. Hi everybody. You know how you that how your mom in, tells
that
you to go say
thing.
Hi and you're like, ha. You piss the shit like I didn't want to say hi.
So I'm sorry. I'm sorry, ladies. Bitch can say hello to the people.
Hi everybody.
You stopped me for that. That's what you stopped me for.
For me? Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not high today, so
Y'all got to so we got to get y'all in here now. We got to reactivate the people with y'all.
Yeah. I'm missing next week. I was here last week.
I'm not don't tell nobody yet. Don't make them mad.
Oh, my bad.
I was going to say, you're going to tell people ain't going to show up. You know, people come here with thick kittens. Thick
they
kittens.
Really do. They love kittens.
So they going to log off because I'm not here?
Maybe. They might.
Probably.
They got titties one and titties two. They be all right.
You can't really see my...
So I was going to talk about his titties too. Tell this guy to do his shirt off.
She said, "You'll see his titty."
I got Iron Man.
Show him a titty.
Nobody want to see his
titty. Show him a titty.
You already traumatized part of the show, the cast last time with your butt chin.
No.
You know what? Donate to that so he can get
now,
his
if
shit
he had a smooth ass, if he'd have just had smooth ass chest with no nipple, that shit would have been weird, yo. Like I'm like, what the fuck?
Leave smooth people alone. We know smooth people.
No, his shit just like just nothing. Just what the fuck is that? Like
that's right.
Okay. Pinky, say hello to the people, please.
I think we lost a viewer because I did that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Right. I thought so.
We lost like seven last time because your butt chin in the airport.
The butt chin in the airport.
You just costing us. Yeah, you just costing us in people, yo. Viewers don't come to see the ass chin.
Shame.
That's a very dominant chin, by the way. Fuck you. Wow.
The beard was shaved down quite a bit that
week. Yes, it was. Never do that again.
3 weeks done. 3 weeks.
It was a nice baboon
ass.
Yeah,
he
gotta
let it. He cannot be hairless.
Some folks who can't grow beard.
If you ever saw him, what did you just say?
Well, some folks can't grow beards.
Go ahead.
You can't grow beards. People can't grow beards.
Some folks can't grow beards. Like you know how that shit be not connected and just be patches. And they wish a nigga would just connect to each other. Like,
so people can just not.
Literally, make I can beards? Shave off all my beard hair. It'll grow back in like 3-4 weeks.
Okay. Wait, I thought eating vagina helped that out. Doesn't it?
That's also a stimulant. Yeah.
Oh,
sure.
Shit.
It's such a kind of conditioner.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
All right.
We did enjoy some. All right,
come
we got
on.
More. We got
come on. Let's go. Can you say hi to everybody?
Hi.
Ciao.
Hi.
The bonnet is back.
The bonnet is back. So I don't know where the Nezuko bonnet is anymore at this point.
She lost
the move. So if anybody wants to send me a new Nezuko bonnet, I will rock it and drop your like. I'm putting promo all throughout this episode, y'all. Sorry.
I'll send anything you wear. I'll wear anything you send. Yeah. If it's free, I'll take it.
So apparently we're working on an OnlyFans and a Patreon.
Y'all really working on an OnlyFans at this point.
I'm working on paying my bills.
I mean, if I could get a little, yeah, you know, I would, never mind.
I'm the only person with the OnlyFans page.
I have an OnlyFans
page. Nobody wants to see.
Look, I'm working on it.
Anyway,
I have an OnlyFans page. Nobody likes taco meat. Nobody wants
no,
that.
No, some people. You said you like a hairy man.
I said like hairy. I didn't say taco meat.
She wanted long and
glorious. All right,
y'all.
All right,
y'all.
All
right.
We ain't even
started. All right,
topic.
What's
the
topic for today?
And here with the titties is the Cardi experience. And everybody knows I'm sour by night. So let's get to the topics. Our topics are popping cherries, our first time. Everybody's going to reveal when they started being a heathen. Welcome to the Valley. Welcome to the Valley, sex clubs and strip clubs.
Pussy Valley. Yeah.
I've been watching a lot of Pink Valley lately, y'all. So
I have not watched
that. I love it.
It's good.
And it's really good. And a special 9 months. Pregnancy and sexual attraction. So, as usual, what do you guys want to start with first?
I feel like we should do the first time since it's first times, right?
It's the first time.
First time at band camp.
Okay, well, we talk about first time, and it's the first time for oral, anal,
just
you know,
first time in general.
Taking someone's virginity. Giving away your virginity, there's many firsts. You know what I mean?
First time you want shit.
First time what?
First time you want shit. No, you're like, you ain't shit. You that first moment someone told you. You ain't shit. Moment.
I like that. Reclining chair.
I did not understand what Cardi was saying. I thought he was saying like the first
time.
I thought there was going to be shit involved with sex. And I was like,
yeah, I was like, wait, what?
I don't know. You know. I thought we covered that already.
Yeah. Hard pass.
Black dynamite, you and shit.
It's a
all right, so who wants to start? Freckles.
She asked and then volunteered you.
I made eye contact with them, so that's what happened.
go ahead, I'm listening. What's your question?
When was the first time that you released the beast? Hey, that's so niche.
When was the first time I had sex? I was about 14.
How old?
14.
Y'all motherfuckers start early.
Hella early.
You look just like that at 14.
Don't you shame us.
I'm not shaming.
Now,
I'm just honest. I've heard ages, I'm like, fuck.
It wasn't like I was one that initiated. I was playing Final Fantasy VIII, chilling, having a good ass time playing Final Fantasy VIII. I remember she came in the room, and at the time I ain't care. I mean, I like women, of course, but I wasn't paying attention to a fat ass. I wasn't paying attention. She came in there, and I know she had jeans on, whatever the case is. She's just sitting there watching me play the game, and I think she was older than me. She had been like 16 at the time, almost 17.
She knew what she wanted.
Yeah, she knew what she wanted.
She wanted that spotted dick.
I'm sitting there like playing the game. I got my little futon big. That's the time futon big. So I'm sitting there playing the hell out of my game and stuff like that. And she said, turn it off. I was like, well, I don't want to turn it off. She said, turn it off. I was like, okay, I turned it off. She took her pants out. I was looking, I'm like, damn, my ass is kind of big. Like, I ain't paying no attention. Man, that's the dead shit in there. I probably was done in like 30 seconds, something like that.
No shame.
I was concentrating hard too. I was like, yo, this shit feels crazy. Like, what is I went and looked at my game. I was like, I don't want to play this anymore. Like, it just happened real quick. I'm like, I don't know if I care too much to play it now.
I bet you don't.
My Final Fantasy, the Final Fantasy I want to see now is that one I can see. I don't want to see Jay no more. Like, I'm looking, I'm like, I'll beat it tomorrow or another day or something. Like, once that happens.
Yeah.
Look.
I thought was back. She satisfied?
Look, a thought was born. So, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Thought of the crown was born. Well, was she satisfied after the 30 minutes, or was she upset?
30 seconds. You said 30 seconds.
Listen, as a virgin with 30 minutes, you a beast. Like, something wrong with you, man.
But, I meant to say
the
30
greatest 30 seconds of her life.
Right, the 30 seconds. I think she was. She a little bit, but it was more like a oh, like a yay type of thing.
Give them, like, them rabbit pumps.
Y'all fucking no. I wasn't rabbit pumping at all.
Hercules.
I was not rabbit pumping at all. I was slowing it. I was like, I just enjoyed that feeling, so I kept slowing it.
Oh,
like,
man, 30 seconds.
I ain't know what to do. I don't know how to grab hips. I don't know how to do nothing. When I
couldn't catch a balance for nothing.
I was balanced. Man, I was back when I was in my Lafley days. I was in woo. I was looking like a beast. But I was shaped. Like I had nothing but balance. I played basketball, so I had nothing but that. But it was just I didn't know like grabbing the waist and doing all the other extra shit. And I didn't know that stuff.
It was not good.
I was sitting there like,
you gotta grab the hair.
Hands up, like, okay.
It's not a roller coaster. You don't put your hands up.
Where do you want me to stop? How far you want to go in? Like, I didn't know shit. Like, I'm like, and when it was over, you know.
Pinky, I wouldn't mind if you did that again. I'm just putting that out there.
What, this one?
Oh, yeah.
All right, go ahead.
She
distracted me for a second. Okay.
Well, Pinky, I'm done. Pinky. What about your first time?
So my first time happened in a basement during a week-long power outage in the middle of the summer in July.
Okay.
Funky.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, like Badoosie in that basement.
It was not a great first time. We had tried a couple times like before that, but this kitty's always been on Snatched, has always been kegel tight. So like we needed a special kind of opportunity to make this happen, and an opportunity presented itself the summer before I went away to college. I was 17. I was a month out from like turning 18. And my then boyfriend, there had been a power outage that week because of like a water spout, some crazy weather shit happened, and it knocked all the power out in basically the entire county for about 5 days. So we took advantage of that because his grandparents were staying with his aunt and uncle, I think, because they had like a generator or something. Like either way, the house was empty minus his older brother and his girlfriend. They were in the upper level, and like they had a nice finished basement. It had like a bar in it. Like it was a comfortable, it wasn't like an unfinished, creepy, weirdo basement. It was cool. It was comfortable. It was a like entertaining space. But so we were down there, you know, doing what teenagers do. And I was like, you know, since we have the opportunity, and I didn't want to go to college as a virgin because I was trying to maintain my relationship, but there was a part of me that also fully understood that I was about to be 18 and out of college, and a thought was about to be born. So I was like, I don't want to go to college and lose it to some random that like, or like, I didn't want to put myself in a situation where like, if I were to have sex and may regret it the next day, like, I didn't want it to be because it was my first time regret. I just wanted it to be like a damn, I probably shouldn't have done that kind of regret. So we got to it, and it was not fun. My first time having vaginal sex scared me away from sex for about 2 weeks. I was like, I didn't enjoy that. That was not fun. It hurt. I screamed. Like, his brother texted us and was like, yo, is she alive? Like, it sounds like you murdered her. Like, it was not a good time.
Jesus.
Oh, man.
And I can't even say it was because he didn't do all the foreplay things that I liked, because he did. Like, he gave me like 20 plus minutes of foreplay, but you know, also it takes 45 minutes for a vagina to fully open up. especially if it's your first time. So like he gave me a good amount, but like it just was not enough. And this is why if anybody ever So like
the producer is
if anybody ever asked me for advice for your first time, bitch, get some fucking lube. Get some lube, please.
Oh. Like in what was it, Superbad? Spermicidal lube. Yes. Oh my exactly. God, I can't believe you got spermicidal lube for my dry pussy.
For you, but like, get some lube because even when you think you're as wet as the goddamn Niagara Falls, that bit of like mental tension of like, oh God, I'm about to lose my first time, dried my pussy up so quick. Like it was, it went from Niagara to Sahara. Like it was bad. So. Lube is your friend. But that was my first time having vaginal sex. And definitely a lot. I will never forget it. Definitely never forget it.
All right.
For you for that. Man.
With the whole bottle.
I'll be thirsty.
My that man pulled a whole big ass bottle.
He drank the whole bottle.
He pulled in right at the same time, right on time. That man had a big.
Look, ass I told him. I said, Cardi, don't get drunk this time. He was like, absolutely not.
That is a must. Absolute must.
Oh, okay, bitch, kids.
Yo.
Let's hear the story.
You do realize it was with your brother, right? You do realize it was with your brother, right? You want the story? Is that the story you want?
Put the camera back on her.
No.
Take it off.
No.
You need to see her face right now.
No.
We know damn
well. Her tongue is out.
No. Bring it. Let's go.
She's gagging.
Bring it.
I want to see her gagging. I can't see.
Bring the... Look at
that.
That's crazy.
No, she'll be all right. Bring it.
I don't know. How did you think your niece
she
got
had
here?
Sex with your brother. I had a baby.
I forgot that you had sex.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Magically conceived a niece for you, bruh.
I'm now gotta make it worse. He balled her up too. Just like had her legs behind her head, both of the ankles and stuff. Like,
he didn't do that. None of that.
Stop it.
He didn't do none of that.
She about to hear about that later.
Oh, she about to hear about it now.
Okay.
So. Let me get started on the story then.
Come on. Yeah. Juicy. Let's bring it.
So, you gotta take notes.
So, hold on.
I'm gonna get your ass, Freckles. Fucking wild ginger. I'm gonna get you. Okay.
Hold on.
You just wait.
Yeah, set the mood. All right. Listen here.
Kitten time.
So listen. Oh fuck, I forgot to call out of work. Whatever. So listen. I just realized what time it was.
Another
I'm like, oh fuck.
Kittens
no show.
Another yo, kittens crack it up. Oh,
whatever. So let's see.
I'm gonna put some music behind you. Go ahead.
Listen. Yeah. So let's see. It started with lots of making out. I was super excited. I'm like, yeah, I'm about to get this dick. And I was, because everybody was talking about sex in high school, and I was still a virgin. Everybody was talking about sex in high school. It was sexist. Oh, I went to King, Martin Luther King High School, Philly High School. That's all there was doing with sex. So I was like, all right, let me get what they always talking about. Let me try it. So we're making out. I have very strict family. So I couldn't stay out so long. So we would start making out, and then I would have to leave. And then we start making out, and then I had to leave. And then finally, I graduated high school. On graduation night, I tried it. And I was like, yeah, I'm a fuck tonight. but it was difficult. And he was at the time for me, he was very sexy. It was like Inuyasha but black and no hair.
Oh, God.
I know.
Just
but anyway,
to the story side,
I like rough hands. I like rough hands.
And he got rough hands.
So he had rough hands. It was like those hard working hands. Those hard working hands.
No,
he had those I'm poor hands. There, he's poor. He had to work for everything.
Wait, bitch, because you did a roundhouse kick. You ran him and then fucking roundhouse kicked me in the fucking chin. That's my fucking brother. Your poor ass fucking Johnson.
We were all poor, okay? Don't give me that. We were all poor.
Exactly. These are the hands of a poor man.
Look, okay. Rich people's hands are softer. He had nice poor hands. He had nice rough hands. His hands knew struggle.
Boy, hands should be rough. Like,
shit.
He was my commanding officer in JROTC, so he had a uniform. And I was like,
so he had some power and a uniform and rough.
So therefore, he broke a code too. So okay.
Yo, I was all about that at 17 for some reason. That's what I wanted.
I can't judge you on that because I was.
So anyway, the first time we tried and it wasn't working because it was, you know, obviously the first time I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. And he was a virgin slayer at that point. And I was like, all right.
He had a virgin slayer badge.
He had a badge, just right on his jacket, yo, RPC jacket. It was right on the jacket. Work school. Anyway. So first time was a no-go. It hurt. We were like, all right, it's not gonna work. I was frustrated. He was frustrated. But anyway, so then we tried again another time. That time it worked. And then I was hooked. I was like, sex, sex. But he wasn't. So I felt like a pervert. So I was like, I always want sex. I want sex, 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 sex. And he was like, no, the fuck off me. And I'll find like any excuse to do it. I'm like, just give me a little bit. Just give me a
little bit. May I have a crumb of pussy? A crumb of pussy or penis, please?
Yes. It was crazy. I'm like, does he not like me anymore? Sorry. So I started wearing different clothes, everything.
I need a crumb, a morsel.
I was like, just give me something.
Morsel, bitch.
Have some more.
A niblet of penis, please. Sustenance.
Exactly. Oh, I was dignitized, and it was my first dick, and it was my only dick for a very long time.
Oh shit, it was crazy.
But even though my first time was with Gina's brother, Siren's brother,
my
second time was with somebody that Siren got me ready for. Yeah.
You prepping up
bitches? And that time sucked, but the first time, yes.
Prepping bitches?
She was pimping bitches out. She was like, fuck that bald-headed bitch. Here, get ready for this nigga.
Oh, my God. Yo.
Pimp G from now on.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Pimp G.
Yeah.
Might be.
Out my
cat ass in the face. Like, yo, this.
Yo, you know they got a jewel for the ass? So that, like, it covers the cat's ass?
Pay my bitches.
Yo, time out.
That was my first time. That was my first time.
I don't want to. Hold on. So, we going to have to, that clip right there is going to be one of our top clips. She grabbed the camera and said,
it was real. It was real. I was like, how you give some? And then he was like, all right, cool. Like, he was done. But I was like, nah.
He said you can't have it forever.
And I was like, what the fuck is this? I didn't know. And I was like, I thought boys wanted it all the time. What the fuck happened? But anyway, the second time that we tried, it went through. It was fine. And like I said, it was Swipe again. I was trying to do it all the time, everywhere. Bam, Meese.
The best. These stories is fucking amazing. And then you gonna be on next week.
Yo, you know what would be wild is if my niece ever sees this shit.
One day.
Yikes. One day.
It's coming. If she ever asked me what happened, I'm gonna let her know.
No, I don't lie to my kids. Please, don't traumatize my
If she knows me. She knows me, and she knows that my answers are not what you actually want. So she knows not to ask no goddamn questions. But when it does come to questions, she gets to answer a truth answer. Mommy, yes, I sucked that dick. But I want it. Yes, I sucked that dick.
And I'll do it again.
And I'll do it again. Yep.
Open and tear her eyes.
Yep. And just like my mother passed down to me, I will pass down to her the dick sucking lessons of the Mac women, of the Everett women.
Well, wait now.
Siren wants to add some. Yes, mama. Well, she didn't show me, but she gave me tips.
What's the tips?
What are the tips?
Her mama, fine. Her mama, fine.
She got real good hair.
So, kitten, at some point, please drop a picture of your mama in the chat.
Because
I don't know what she looks like, and I
want
to. Her mama's very pretty.
I tried to hook you up with my mom, Freckles.
Yo, what?
Yeah. She was looking at you like a snack, like a Lunchable. She was like, I'm about to eat that kid meal today. Because you know she older than you.
How long ago was this?
At the birthday party. I was like,
what, that like 2 years ago?
That was at the birthday party.
That was recent.
She had a Stevie J.
I'm waiting for somebody to have sex with you, Freckles, and for them to tell me. I've been trying to get people to get with you so they can tell me how it is. It's going to happen.
No.
It's going to happen.
No.
It's going to happen.
No.
I'm going to make it happen.
Here we go with y'all shit. So, y'all need to go now.
Bitch kittens wouldn't have got sick at the edible party, we was gonna hog tie you.
Well, y'all wanna do shit. I had to get that shit was
crazy.
That would have been a nice night. I would have.
Buckle.
Oh, it's for me?
that night was crazy.
For Siren?
For no.
That was crazy.
That for you.
Oh, for Siren?
No,
me?
You. Yes.
Man, I walked home. I didn't walk home. I was barefoot. I walked outside. It was raining.
I was
high as fuck. It was bad. Because I threw up on my shoes. I threw up in their house. And everybody was screaming. The one wife was calling for the other wife's name. I was like, shit, I just separated a household with my vomit and shit.
Yeah, that was crazy.
She was. I'm not going to say her name. But
I
she was
bad.
Screaming for her.
She was like, screaming for her wife and shit.
I'm like, get to each other right now. Her name was Rebecca. She was like, Rebecca!
Yes! They couldn't reach each other because there was vomit and they couldn't go outside. One was outside, one was in the house. The party was just separated then. You just had to go outside and be around. That was funny. It.
No, but she said you are invited back again. Like, stop tripping.
I thought I wasn't.
No, she said you're always invited. I told you.
I was like, you can just keep my money. It's okay.
Anyway.
Yeah. Cardi, what's your first experience?
Cardi.
Yeah, talk about something else.
No, we want to talk about the Cardi experience. Come on.
The first
experience. You're supposed to be a whole experience, right? Let's go.
Let's know.
The thing is, I'm so much.
You can't be a fan on other days and you chilling on this day that you lost your virginity. It's all right.
Exactly. Go on, let's hear it.
And that's the caveat because I'm such a whore. I don't remember my first time.
You don't remember your
first time? How do you not remember your first time?
It was in an orgy.
Honestly, I do not remember my first time. Like, I
you remember how old?
Orgies at 12?
How old?
Like, I could remember my last, like, meaningful time. Like, first time I, like, liked it. But the first time I just entered, like...
Well, how old were you? You don't know how old you were?
I had to have been, like, maybe a... junior, senior in high school.
You should be able to remember that.
Remember that, right?
I don't. I washed it down with so much other pussy on top of that I
wow.
How do you wash it down with pussy?
Like, wow, he said he washed pussy with pussy. You wash it down. and you drink.
Something's fishy.
And that's where my alcoholism started that day.
So wait, so your first time you were drunk and that's why you don't remember it?
No, I just started drinking heavily after that.
So it was so bad that it made you develop.
Do we need to get Law and Order SUV?
We might.
What's going on?
I swear to you, America, I do not remember the first person I had sex with.
Oh my God. No, I'm feeling.
I miss a lot of people I had sex with.
Because I feel like.
I heard that joke, Freckles.
Oh, I missed it. What was it?
Do we need SVW?
That's what I said. Do we need Law and Order SVW?
We might. I mean, whoever it was.
No, he said, yeah, it's SVU, but he said SVW because of my ass.
Well, if you assaulted Cardi,
yeah,
come forward.
Like, I think I remember, but it was a real bad time. But I think I had someone before that, though.
Oh, man. This is like a traumatic story.
Yeah.
All right, Siren. I mean, clearly it was traumatic, Felicia. He drowned.
Yeah, it was. Thing is, I didn't have sex with anyone in my high school because, like, I didn't want to cause rifts with everyone I was cool with. Because, like, I was cool with literally everyone in high school, so I didn't want to be in a relationship or fuck somebody and, you know, there'd be rifts.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I got my first time I got my dick sucked was in high school. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. Me fucking somebody, I don't
know. I remember the first time I sucked titties too, but you know, I don't know.
I remember that time. That was a glorious day.
That
was summertime.
Yeah, the first time you get your titties
sucked. High school.
Them Jones is fun.
Yeah, I literally had literally suck it like a mango. Like I had time to work
some titties.
That was
great. Mango eaters are nice. Mango eaters know what they're doing, yo.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
They know
yes,
about that tropical do. Fruit on and off the body.
Mm-hmm.
Like, goddamn.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry I let you down on this one. Unfortunately, I fucked so much.
I kind of feel bad.
Am I the
only
dude here now that had an experience? My shit was the shit.
I wish someone came up on me while I'm playing Final Fantasy 7 or 8 back in the day. And that'd be great.
I mean, you really don't know what happened.
I don't fucking remember. And that's really bad. I've been told that.
You might want to go to therapy. Yeah.
At this point, I don't really fucking care. I don't think it's even.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the first time you ever remember was like, you know, like, remember but, sex. But like, if you just had sex just to get out the way, this is your first time, then you know.
But you don't know. Yeah. But you don't know. You don't know whether.
It all I know like is I don't put the pussy on the pedestal.
Yes, you do.
It'll make your future pussy relationships better.
If I remember the first person I had sex with.
No, if you remember what the events that led up to it and why you don't remember.
Whatever it was, it wasn't shit. I know that much.
Obviously.
I mean, you gotta crack a few eggs to get the omelet, right?
I suppose.
You gotta start somewhere.
Is that what they call balls huevos because they feel and look like eggs?
What?
Balls.
Who has balls? What?
Huevos.
Huevos.
Who calls balls
first for eggs?
I hear a lot of people say huevos.
Huevos?
Do they
cojones is balls?
Cojones.
A lot of not people quavos. Say huevos.
Yeah. I want to know
some
who these people
are. I don't know
are,
who
are they Spanish descent? Like who the fuck is
yeah.
they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me Google Translate real quick. Someone in the comments.
Do they all look like eggs? Or every ball's different?
No, all balls look different.
I'm sure you've been on enough balls to fucking know about
yeah,
it.
Stop
I didn't
stop
care
playing.
For balls. I look, you need to understand.
Are you a ball detector?
Whoa.
I'm saying
you don't put the balls in your mouth?
I do, but I'm saying I didn't do that before. So now I've only seen, technically paid attention to one pair of balls now.
Wait, only your husband's balls?
Only my husband's balls I paid attention to.
Your husband, right?
Not really.
Oh. So you haven't even really witnessed what has been penetrating
going inside
you.
Of my body? No.
Oh.
You don't want to talk about
me. Except for that one that had the hole on the bottom.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You missed that. I remember the one that had a hole at the bottom. That one had a tip at the bottom.
Balls.
She missed that one last week. She was gone.
Smack her.
Oh, so this was penis. It wasn't at the tip. It was at the bottom. the hole.
His penis was like this, so it was right here, technically.
No,
right.
It was straight, so, but it, the was tip straight, wasn't there.
He had two holes
so
in it.
So technically, it's
like... No, so he had a deformity.
So he had a downspout.
What it got to do with his ball, though?
I'm just saying, you cannot neglect the balls. When you suck...
You can never.
When you suck the...
Never neglect the
balls. Balls are included. I'm confused.
No, now they are, but before in my sexual career, they weren't.
Shit.
No.
You know
okay.
You wasn't
so
shit.
What do you do to the balls now?
Sex wasn't shit. Oh, I do everything to the balls.
Okay.
All right. I do everything to the everything. All where right. He allows me. Okay. Now, that's why I said the penis is a beautiful thing now, but I didn't care before.
Time out. What's the name of the balls again that you called?
Huevos.
Like Quavo, the rapper.
Like it's part of the meatballs or something.
Huevos. Huevao. Something like that. It's a Spanish word.
Huevos
does
not spell with an H. First of all.
Yeah, it does.
No, he's talking about like a... Like, that's on the menu that you eat at brunch.
Yeah.
Huevos Rancheros.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is called an H. Who the fuck calls balls that?
I don't, somebody called him. I was at a party on, once and they was like, oh, you
know. No, stop, listen, stop it. Stop it.
Stop it.
Don't call balls dead anymore.
Never.
All right? Man, I can't say cock. I can't say balls. What the fuck?
Oh, well.
I mean, see?
No, you can't say cock.
I see what you're saying.
But you can say it.
No, don't say it.
So oh, that's on me. Who
well,
are these
I'm not
people?
Fucking you, so it doesn't matter.
Don't say ball. Don't say cock.
I can say cock if I want to.
No. We're no more cocks.
No more cocks. Yo.
That triggers Mike greatly.
I don't like
really
that word.
He doesn't know. No, he doesn't like it.
Because
it is weird.
At one point in my past, it ruined like my porn life. At one point when I used to watch porn, they'd be, yeah, your cock
is so big. Oh my god.
Well, it triggered me so that you're saying that in a right white now. Voice. I feel like you're attacking me.
I'm attacking you.
I mean, that's
no, she is by doing it in a white voice. That's like, oh my god, my.
What the fuck is that?
Oh my gosh,
45.
Pizza and cock. All right, I'm sorry.
We only did one topic, and we didn't even get to siren.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, y'all want to hear my story?
Mine was quick,
of course. Duh.
I'll help the program along.
I want to hear how the golden snatch was born.
Uh-huh.
What's that bird? A phoenix rising from the ashes.
I hope that she never watches. So, all right. So I was 14. And the guy was 18. Like, I had some thotty-ass friends or whatever. You know, the friends that's like, all right, you know, you come with me to meet this guy, and then I got this guy here for you or whatever. And I never had a boyfriend before, you know what I mean? So I went, met the guy a lot. So I was like a year older than I actually was. Oh, matter of fact, I wasn't 14, I was 13. But I lied and said I was 14.
Oh, because that makes it any better.
He was still down.
I don't know.
He was like, okay, that's okay.
Teenagers,
okay. What the fuck do I know?
Here.
I don't know shit.
Good point.
What the fuck
she
do
lied,
I know? I'm
y'all.
Thinking 14 sound better.
She lied.
So please tell me.
First of all, I am a baby face. Like, I got a baby face. I know I look young as shit, but you know, it is what it is. Anyway, he's not a bad person. I'm actually, like, we're still friends on Facebook and stuff, so I really hope that him or his cousin don't see this. as far as the actual sex, all I remember is that it hurt. That's about it. Whether I can say it was pleasurable?
I don't think first times are pleasurable, are they?
No, people do have pleasure. No, people do have pleasurable first times, but I'm just saying, you know, it's neither here nor there. I bled a little bit, you know, the typical thing.
Can that re-happen again? I'm sorry. Can that happen again? Yes, because there was a whole long period, and then I bled again from like a virgin all over again.
Probably because you know he didn't completely
wasn't ready for that.
Yeah, I was gonna say usually
tear your hymen.
So okay, hold on, wait, pause. So tearing the hymen's not a thing. Because, you know, a bit of education for a second.
All right.
I was going to say, hymens, there's not a piece of skin across the vagine on the inside. There is a piece of skin that has a small hole in it that is already there that can be widened through penetration, but it is not a flap that just covers the entire thing. There is no...
Like when you open a new, like shampoo, you take that seal off.
Puncture through that junk, like that's not how that works.
I thought that's how it worked.
More you know.
Because think about it. If there was a cap on the tunnel.
Oh God, that sounds vicious.
If there was a cap on the tunnel, and we all bleed once a month. How is that gonna get out? Like
right.
So, but the hymen, hymen exists, but it's not a flap. It's a circular opening of skin that can be widened. Usually there's blood because you're not lubricated enough because you're nervous and you've
all never right, this is making me sick. I'm just going to be honest with you. Like, I've been drinking and you're talking about blood coming out of the vagina right now.
How much
would
you drink?
Stop being silly.
You know damn well
what
this blood is.
You're a grown ass man. You might have to have this conversation.
You might have to buy cans. You might have to clean up here.
Oh my God. No, I'm not
ready for that. You got two daughters. You got two daughters, motherfucker. You got to start buying training bras and shit. All
right. So get ready.
Get ready.
Oh. I had babies. You think I give a fuck about you being nauseous?
Right?
Right. Anyway.
Shut the fuck up.
Anyway.
If I cut out my dick, that'd be a different thing.
Well, guess what?
Yeah. She about to kick you the fuck out.
I'm not going to see. That's Cardi.
We're going to take commercial break.
Back to my story.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
As I was saying, you know, he wasn't a bad guy. I mean, technically, yeah, like, it was inappropriate because he was older than me. But, you know, he never treated me bad or anything like that. And as a matter of fact, like, he always, you know, kept coming back, trying to come back into the picture. And, you know, after the beast was unleashed, I was just like, no, thank you. No, thank you at all.
Like, I'm good.
Yeah. Listen, so fast forward, I end up going to high school, you know, and I coincidentally, his cousin and me went to the same high school, which was crazy. So he ended up finding out that I went to this school, and guess who shows up at prom?
So you put that pussy power on him and had this man showing up.
Yeah, virgin power.
Looking for me. Home. Yeah. So he came with somebody else, but you know, he wanted to, you know, dance with me or whatever. As a matter of fact, I want to say we took pictures together, but he wasn't my prom date. He wasn't my prom date. But I asked permission of the girl out, you know, I was like, you mind if I dance with your, you know, or I talk to them or whatever the fuck. It's blurry at night. But you know, I asked her permission. I ain't just like, boink.
I'm gonna take your man.
My mom was like, return her the same way she came back. So that. she meant like she's leaving this house a virgin. Make sure you bring her back a virgin. And I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, mom.
Yeah, mom, I was like, you. I mean, I did that. That is what happened. But still, that's what I'm saying.
I went to both.
Anyway, moms. I didn't have a bad experience. It just wasn't, you know, it wasn't memorable. I wasn't like in love with him or anything like that, you know. Now the next person I had sex with after that was the one. That was all the kitty love, violence, oh, yeah. All the sexual experimentation and all that bullshit like that. You know, we didn't know what the fuck we was doing. Hell, let's burn each other with candle wax and shit. I don't know what the fuck we were doing.
You're going to hit first. You just said fuck this. I'm gonna put this on expert mode. Well, we're just gonna rock out with it.
Since we're talking about right. Good sex, some of my best sex has been pregnant sex.
Yes, let's move on to
my segue, bitch kittens.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. I try.
You I appreciate it. For that.
So we all know that there are the body changes when you're pregnant, and there are some men out there who actually do have a fetish for pregnant women. Yeah, I've been hit on pregnant and things like that. And it's so very many times. Odd and weird to me because it's like,
yes,
you do realize that I am pregnant with another man's child. Perhaps we are together.
I don't know why they don't give a fuck. I have no idea why.
Not at all.
Nope, they be shooting a shot.
And what I was told was the very first time it ever happened is that pregnant pussy is the best pussy. That's what
it
I
is.
Was.
It's lush and fertile.
It is juicier.
It's super juicy.
It is juicy.
Yeah.
Until you start feeling like you're going into labor.
Those crazy ass folks just.
Yes.
Pinky Senpai
it was I thought I was breaking my water every fucking time, yo. That's how wet it was. It was crazy. Floodgates.
I call it no
it
pull-out season.
It was crazy.
No, that's the plus of it.
I'm sorry, that's the pull-out plus. Season. Do you not do that already? Oh, wait, I'm sorry, my bad. Go ahead.
I'm not having no more babies, so.
My bad. So I got this thing in my arm. Fill it up.
You know that's not 100%. You know that's not 100% though.
It's been 100% for how old is Mia? 5 years. But that's also how she got here. So
that's also how she got here. What's my gap? 11 years.
You right?
And then it was like boop by surprise, bitch.
50% of the time, it works every time.
So don't be high.
I'm sorry. But I need you. What was that whole debate? The Twinkie toaster strudel debate? I need cream both. Pie? So I need
no,
both.
It's Twinkie versus the toaster
strudel. Every time. Yes. I need both every time. So birth control or not, you better get snipped, but I need that. I need it. It helps
well,
me.
Well, yes, that's ideal to hear the man have a vasectomy.
That's not 100% either, though.
I gotta get that done. No, it's not.
Now, with.
Can't trust shit.
Now, question, gentlemen.
Yeah,
I use that term loosely for you. Are you opposed to having sex with a pregnant woman?
Like, if I just met her?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of
awkward.
That's
a no. That's a no for Cardi. No, you took too long to answer.
It's kind of awkward.
He's like, how does the ass look?
And then there the factors are in play.
I mean, yes. You know.
Yeah, there. I mean, I'll do anything if everything lines up correctly. But
I mean, everything lines up when you're laying down.
With someone else. Oh, I mean, yeah, with my wife. And
I don't know. I just have to ask. Some people don't have sex with their spouses while they're pregnant.
No, I've done it.
Who does not do that? They need to.
Some people are. They're listening.
Tripping.
There's people who won't have sex while you're pregnant.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, unless the doctor says we cannot. I don't understand.
But remember that there's balance in all things, right? So where there are men that are attracted to pregnant women, there are men that are not attracted to pregnant women. And right. It could be various different things going on during the pregnancy that would prevent them from being able to
I mean,
sex.
First three, four, 5 months is cool.
Didn't say.
The last trimester can get tricky. You know,
pants
start
off.
Doing it in the shower and certain positions.
The positions, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you're from the side.
You gotta loosen up that mucus plug and all that shit.
But then I hate when you feel like you're starting to have contractions. Like that shit is annoying.
Yeah.
So then you have
that's
organism.
That's a turn on for me. I loved pregnant sex.
I just feel like I was hitting my baby.
Do that shit again.
I'm like, oh no, I'm hurting my baby. Like, just imagine like my dick hitting my baby face. I was like, oh no, I can't do that.
Not possible. Yeah. No.
When you see it poking from the other side, it's fucking weird as shit.
So, ooh, what about the leaky titties? Can y'all do that or no? Not for y'all.
Oh, I'm like, I'm on it. I
don't care about that.
Lactate?
No. Okay. Nope. I don't like that. I don't like that.
No?
Because listen, once I give birth and then I'm breastfeeding, right? The titties belong to the baby.
Lies. No.
I
no,
don't.
No,
I feel it feels weird
that
to
baby
me.
Gonna be all right.
There's two titties.
That's,
we're good.
That's why you get that's right. That's why you got two titties. That's it, baby. You ain't got twins?
There's two titties.
There's a titty available.
Baby on this side, me on this side. That's how I go.
No, exactly. That's confusing. Yeah. That's confusing. Yep. No. Because this is a very maternal, nurturing feeling, and then that is supposed to arouse you. You can't do it at the same time.
Listen. So listen. I've breastfed. When the baby's done eating, it's time for mom. It's mommy time. The baby's asleep. The baby's asleep. It's time for mom. Yes,
I'm speaking for me.
Let's get you activated real quick.
I don't like that.
I got you.
If you have a troubled nursing and then you just let me lick it real quick to get you all warmed up to get the milk.
No, nigga.
I used to do that too. I used to sell my breast milk.
Valid question. If your man is sucking on your titty, like, you, so you know, one of my best friends has kids, so like I've talked to her about this, like, so you know, one breast usually produces more milk than the other one. If you put your man on the other titty, does that help your lactation? Like, can it help improve lactation?
No, it can help. Yeah,
it can.
That's why I do it.
But it's just since like
Charlie, it's not an excuse. You don't get nothing.
There's
somebody got to drink that milk, so you know.
There's different sensations. Like, people don't understand. If you never breastfed, then you don't understand that it's a different sensation. Because some people don't want to breastfeed because they feel like, ew, that's nasty, that feels unnatural. But it doesn't. It feels very, very natural. Whereas, like, I don't like a breast pump. Breast pumps feel weird to me. I feel violated. I feel very violated from breast pumps. Especially the electric ones. I don't like it. I feel like I need to make a police report or something.
So you're
like
just indifferent about your titties anyway.
I used to breastfeed everywhere. Yeah, titty. We at the subway, titty. We at the anywhere. Yeah, I don't know.
But I know I'm drinking.
Titty. Popping. And I swear, I wish somebody would say something. I'm a squirt them.
Oh no, I breastfeed wherever.
Yeah, I remember just getting old at her fucking titties out.
I used a blanket or a breastfeeding cape.
Nope, I didn't do no blanket. You won't see all this titty today.
She said she gonna squirt you with some breastfeeding.
I gotta feed my baby.
Yeah, well, I don't give a fuck.
I was around family a lot, and I would like to not show my brothers my titties. I don't know what type of shit y'all into, but not me.
I'm into a lot of shit.
I know.
Holy no.
Well, we can leave this. You're thinking like a year or so, because the way I'm going, my man's trying to get me pregnant within. So we'll see how this goes. I might
don't do it. It's a trap. Don't do it. It's a trap.
I'm thinking about it.
Mm-mm.
You want another one, kid?
You done hell to
you
the
better
field.
Not.
I've been going up and down. I've been going up and down. You get hit somebody.
Whoa. No.
I already beat you right there.
100% lie.
You know that's a lie, right? Your face not pregnant. Your face.
Oh
is not
damn!
Pregnant.
You sound like my mom now. That was a lot of black moms back then. Your face not pregnant. Damn.
Listen, Pinky. As big as your breasts are, do you know how much bigger they're gonna be once you
swole?
You know how painful it is when the milk dry up.
It's painful.
Oh, Jesus.
So, Pinky Senpai has a PCOS, and that you know that makes it more difficult, anyways. So, in order to
what's
like
PCOS?
PCOS is polycystic ovary syndrome. Very, very common.
Okay.
Makes it really difficult to have children because of cysts on your ovaries and like other things. So that's your little bit of education. But it also like it's a catch-22 with it because it makes you gain weight, but they say it gets better if you can lose weight. So I'm like, you know, weight, diet stuff, you know, like I said, I'm already starting all that. So I'm hoping that as I lose weight, the titties get smaller. And if they don't,
good
I'm getting
that.
Because I'm not about to have no like G cups.
You probably would have to get a reduction. I don't think
before you get a reduction, I want to have a mold party, and I would like a mold.
Listen, it's so funny because put them on my wall. Like queer women, we just say the most inappropriate shit to other women and get away with their shit. Like y'all can never say shit like that without getting beat down.
There's a little Filipino woman at my job, and I'm like, yo, I'm gonna file a harassment suit on you, Meritess. I swear to goodness, if you don't stop. She's tiny. So she's right by my ass. And she just walks by, boop, and I'm like, bitch. And she just keeps going over. She just keeps walking away. And I'm like, nobody sees a small little Filipino lady. She's gonna let her go ahead and do this to me.
Kittens, you're tall. So Yes, she is little, but she probably.
And she asked me to put stuff on the high shelf on purpose, yo. I don't feel safe in my workplace.
Bumping that booty.
She about to go up that ladder. She about to go up that ladder. I'm about to reach it.
I'm gonna get her.
Yo. Yo. Yo.
Ah, that is hilarious.
And she works for her niece there. Me and her niece are cool. Me and her are cool. But I'm like, yo, get your aunt. And she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, so y'all just going to ignore this? This is family secret that she likes to harass women?
So wait. Now this is the part right here. Everything else is good. You good to go. But when that little Filipino lady come in and do like this, it's downhill from
she
here.
She didn't ask for my permission. Okay.
Yeah.
But when I come in and I got my cat ears on, she don't want to talk to me. I don't exist. I'm that weird girl. But as soon as I'm normal with those good jeans on, she want to come up. And she went, nah, you need to, if you're going to accept me, accept all of me. Yes, thank you. Just touching my
That's
ass like
right.
that.
That's right, you were 100% correct.
You
Just
are.
Touching my ass like that. And I know nothing's going to come of it, because you old.
Because you're old. With your old ass.
Stop trying to push the on button, and you don't do nothing.
Yes.
I'm little old lady, that's
like
so
you're
funny.
Supposed to be my mother-in-law, and you sound like my mother-in-law. It's weird,
but she like that ass.
She do.
It is what it is. Thick kittens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thick kittens. You gotta get your shirt made. Thick kittens.
I do.
Yeah, sure do.
Brandon, where's my shirts? Bring me my shirts.
Yeah.
She already told you I was a pimp. Don't make me
come. You in Baltimore? See.
He's like, I'm here. Don't hurt me.
Nothing to see here.
I'm pepping Brandon out too. Look quiet as his pep.
Yo, his body is shaved like a seal.
Tell them that Brandon lives like Batman, so they got to be prepared for that. He lives in the dark. He's a late.
Everybody
night
like
creeper.
A little.
Nah, he's not a late night creeper. I don't know.
I would say darkness enhances the experience.
Yeah, I was going to say everybody likes a little darkness and penis. That's
he
all
grows
right.
too bright to be only to be in the dark all the time.
You know what?
He glows. He glows. I love you though, Brandon. But you glow. You a fucking nightlight.
I could get a lot of money for Brandon. I could get a lot.
Yo,
of money
a lot.
For Brandon.
They would love
him.
You
know what I mean? Yeah. I could do like a 2-for-1 thing with him and the wild ginger. You know what I'm saying?
And he looked mixed. And he looked mixed. He looks like an inexperienced little boy.
Two for one. Be nasty and fucking
facts.
Thyrotron. That's right.
No, I'm sorry. I don't know if anybody. I don't know how many people want freckles. Freckles, you too fucking big. I was looking at you at the party, and I was like, "Am I that high, or is there a fucking shadow now? Like, you just take up a whole area. It's
Pretty
crazy.
Much.
You too big.
I was single.
You too big.
So who told
All right, y'all. Let's go. Yeah. Did anybody else have something that they would like to offer?
What, as far as what?
About pregnant sex.
I'm trying to figure out how much kittens will pay me for my breast mold.
Oh, you expect money for that?
Yes. As you expect, everything you do. These titties ain't free.
Ooh, oh, listen.
Damn. Titties not free.
Felicia,
I thought I was getting a discount, a Bay-Chan discount.
No, Felicia said you and your brother, she got the money.
Yo, I pay for that. We paying for that video. I want that video, yo.
Listen,
I want it.
Listen, that's a specialty search on Pornhub. Okay.
Yes.
Light skin
freckle.
Yeah.
Big light skin freckle bucks.
That's what that would be. Yeah.
This shit is hilarious, bro.
Where your brother live anyway? Where he live at? Where he live at?
Where your brother live?
where he live at?
Way out yonder. That's where he at.
He's like, I'm not helping this.
People like, let me go to I'm going to Mike Hennessy's Instagram, Facebook, looking for all.
If y'all need to check out his brother. Check out his brother.
They look related. They look related. Yep. Mm-hmm. Sliding in the DM.
Yep.
His brother is fine. It runs in the family.
Yep. Damn, like, man. If y'all want to look him up. Yep.
Yeah, look at him doing what? Yes.
On point.
Yeah.
Let's move down to the valley where the girls get naked.
Yeah,
we can move on.
Nice. I don't like strip clubs.
That show was crazy.
How you don't like strip clubs?
I feel like girl strip clubs, all right, cool. Everything's showing. That's nice. That's good. But I go to a male strip club, and the one thing I want to see is not what I get to see. I can see you men walking out.
You haven't gone to the right place, honey. Because
Do you know the right places?
Anytime I've seen a male stripper, his dick was all the way out. What are you talking about?
People
sucking dick. I don't know where you've been at. They suck dick at parties.
I have not been in the right places with you. Apparently. What the fuck?
They
said
dick
and
male
stripper.
I didn't ask them
to
lick my nipple.
Siren, what? You're supposed to be my big sister.
Okay, so
those are the proper ones.
So here's the first lesson. You don't go to
a strip club before.
I want
to
be
actually go to the male strip club. You wait till they have like a review or something like that. Yeah. Like somebody has like a little private thing, and then. Like when you go to like a cabaret and they have it in a situation like that or whatever.
Yeah, and then
there's a cabaret down the street from my house.
I went to a male review show.
Yeah, well, but not ones where they say cock.
No,
not that high.
There you go.
Hey, how you gonna walk into the strip club? Is there a cock swinging in there? They probably gonna be like, "What?"
Or even have you ever been to like a bachelorette party and his dick out? Like, what?
No, none of my friends are married. I've only been to one wedding, and that was because Blaine's friends got married. I don't know anyone who's been married. I'm the only one who's been married. I had to have my own shit.
People that I know that are married got married before I was legally able to participate in bachelorette activities. And the one time, so the most recent wedding I went to was in 2013, and I was over 18, but it was in the DR and my mom was there. Ooh. So
I
want to be one of those maid of honors for hire. I want to be one of those I want to be one of those.
But normally black male strippers, you're going to see dick. Somebody might get smacked in the face with the dick.
80% chance you'll smack in the face with dick.
Somebody might fuck the stripper. Somebody might lick the nipple. That personally has happened to me. I didn't ask for it. The nipple lick, it just happened.
They licked yours?
You know what you signed up for.
Yes. Yeah, and then they like a black male stripper. He's gonna flip you and turn you upside down. All types of shit. It's a wonderful. Yes, it's nice to experience.
Yeah,
it's nice to experience that. But I went once, twice, maybe three times. You know,
once, twice, three times, four times.
She's like, they know my
name. I got a habit.
Everybody knows your name.
I prefer. What you mean, Kitty? Kitty will cut you. I like your name. What's the question mark for?
Shout out to my best friend.
But I actually prefer. I prefer female strip clubs.
Definitely,
they put on a show. They put on a show. Okay.
Some do.
I can see myself naked all at once.
Depends where you go.
If you go to the right titties. One.
Yeah, so you have to go
to the right one. Because I'm so sad that Royal isn't here because she and I have a experience that was not a good one at a strip club. It was hilarious, but it was not good. Like,
I heard the food at strip clubs is good.
The food was good, but it was the most... Just to jump into this, so like Royal and I had gone to a strip club on Halloween, and what had happened was we got invited to a burlesque show.
Okay.
She and I have been doing burlesque shows like for a while, like going to those shows. We're like, okay, this is cool. This should be fun. Like we enjoy those. And we got there at first, so we pulled up. So I got to her house. We ordered our Uber, and our Uber driver was like, y'all going over there? Like, I forget what the name of the club was, but he was like, y'all going over there? And we were like, yeah, it's supposed to be a burlesque show for Halloween and whatever, whatever. And he was like, okay. So that was red flag number one. We get there and it looks like the driest strip club you have ever seen. There is no line. There is no like music thumping. People ain't out in the parking lot shooting the shit. Like, it's just, can you not?
They say you talk about pussy, so go ahead.
Oh, no, yeah. We're not. Nobody wants to see your little fluffy ass move. So we get there, we go inside or whatever, and it's nothing but a bunch of strippers in Party City costumes. Party City and Fashion Nova Halloween costumes. And we're like, okay, so this is not what we thought it was going to be. We go to the bar, order drinks, order food, whatever, whatever. We're having sort of kind of fun, just talking, mostly making fun of people. And then one girl does a dance, and she has on, I think it was a purple little Kim outfit. You know, the like the purple unitard that she had with the pasty? I think
With the one tube hanging out.
Yeah, with the one titty hanging out. So she had one of those on, and she did her little dance, and we were looking, and we were like, oh, I think I might be able to do better. And this was at the time where I was taking pole classes, so I kind of knew how to work a pole, and I was like, that ain't it. So she comes around afterwards, and she was like, did y'all like my dance, and how was that? And she was like, y'all want to tip me? And we were like,
no, bitch.
Are you walking around asking for tips, man? I've never, and that was like my third time being at a strip club, and I was like, I have never seen that happen before, like, where they walk around asking for tips. So we gave her like a dollar each, and she moved on.
She said you were worth the dollar.
keep it moving, ma'am. Keep it moving.
And then we watched her finesse this old white man who was sitting at the bar and was just real happy to have some attention. Like, and we were like, all right, do what you do, sis.
That's what you're there for.
I was in a burlesque show, but it wasn't like stripping.
No,
burlesque is not stripping. That's completely different.
It's not. Yeah. They do get down to pasties and like a thong. And I actually had videos from the last burlesque show I went to, and Shorty was moving it. But like, it's just, it's a totally different experience from a strip club to be at a burlesque show. And I mean, like, that club wasn't the absolute worst, but it definitely was like the worst strip club experience I've ever been to. The only redeeming like stripper that was in there was this short, super thick junk that held on was like little ninja costume. And like, she got some money that she was worth walking up to the stage for. But all the rest of them just made me go, oh, this is kind of sad. But these wings are damn good though. So,
the like, wings are good.
Well, Hennessy.
So
what about you?
I've been to strip clubs before. I think strip clubs are really fun. I love women's strip clubs. I don't know. It's cool as shit to be in there. It just sometimes it's too many. It's like what I don't like about them at the same time. Dudes be hawking around like they do in the club. I'm like, grab a titty or so. Go grab and do something that you don't already do in the club. You sitting there looking stupid. Like you sitting on the. What you waiting for a stripper to come up to you too? Like yo, yo. Besides that. I'm not going to say anybody's names or anything, but there was a strip club in my brother's house.
There was a what?
A strip party at me and my brother's house in the past.
Okay.
So, this is the worst experience I ever had with strippers. They came in there and I'm like, what the fuck is this? One looked like a newborn calf. You ever see when a newborn goat?
Like the shaky legs, shaking and shit.
Like when they come out and they learn how to walk, and immediately when they're born, that's exactly. I'm looking. I'm like, that stripper looked hurting. Why? And everybody, and I'm just sitting there like, and then one shaved her pubes. My brother's bathroom.
She
said she didn't finish getting ready. She had to finish getting ready.
She said,
fuck out of my house right now.
I'm never going to your brother's house.
We didn't know until the
cleanup. We did not know until the cleanup.
Yo.
So,
they charged her.
What?
Yo.
What? Were you there?
I don't know. I don't think Rain was there.
Dude, on their drawers? Holy shit.
Yo, one of them, like I said, they shaved. The other one was trying to shake something, but it looked like she was about to pass out in the middle of shaking it. The other one had bullet stains on her ass. I'm just like,
Bullet stains?
You said bullet, what
bullet stains.
Like the little circle on their cheeks. And I'm like, this is the worst.
What do you mean little circles on your cheeks?
I've ever seen in my life.
What little circles?
I'm sitting here. Circles on the ass. It looks like a blowhole.
Like I had to go sit in my room and evaluate what was going on, and all the noises happening out there. I'm hearing all that, and I'm just sitting there like this, like nigga, I could have went out.
Your brother went to Backpage, didn't he?
Fuck am I? No, my brother ain't this. My brother is not that type of dude. Believe me.
They went to Backpage.
These holes wrong.
Any women, but. I don't know where they found them. It was like, yo, did you just like, yo, throw these on and come here? Like, that's like you want the Kensington's finest.
Oh, not Kensington's finest.
It was bad. I'm just looking. I'm like, bitch, it's like when they came up, as soon as they walked through the door, I turned around and looked at some. Look at our brother. I was like,
got him off Groupon.
You said he got him on Groupon. Don't throw Groupon under the bus like that. Groupon don't do that. Groupon gives you custom good goods.
What you pay for? When they walked through that door, I was like, one.
Those were the great value.
We ready?
Strippers.
Guess what the food that they made us? It makes it work. So they cook for us.
Wait, strippers that cook? Catering strippers?
Catering strippers.
That does sound like a stream revenue.
No. Because I was going to do that business. You guys cannot copyright that shit. I already got it. I said I was going to do that.
Just keep it.
You got the LLC?
I'm going to get it.
Say it.
But anyway, they came in and they was making chicken, fried chicken. So I'm gonna ask the ladies or anybody who's not a cook.
I'm not gonna be naked.
Let him talk.
What do y'all use to make our fried chicken?
Flour, seasoning,
oil,
buttermilk.
Yeah. You gotta buttermilk? Like, shit. Okay.
This is how I know.
I like mine crispy.
The only thing they did add was oil.
They
put the chicken straight in?
They had no flour. They had no seasoning. They ain't had no salt. They said that cost extra.
They said if you want your mama's chicken, that cost extra.
Just dump
the fucking chicken in the joint. I'm like, oh, what is seasoning that on this joint? Niggas was trying to go.
They said if you want your mama's chicken, you gotta go somewhere else.
Everybody in here took one for the team. For no reason at all. You just did it because you were savage.
Y'all got salmonella after that.
I mean, it's crazy. Like, dressed up and stuff. I'm not in it to be throwing money and all that stuff. I just wanted to people have a good time.
You gonna put some butt naked ass chicken.
Just threw that bitch right in there.
Naked chicken was naked as a stripper's
Yo, I'm not gonna be a stripper with nothing on frying chicken.
Hell no.
Maybe that's how she got those bullet stains on her ass. Yep, that's how she got all those stains.
That's how she got them. That's how she got
the bullet stains. But she was in there.
They was in there
and the grease was popping on pie ass.
If you a stripper cooking me dinner, you need to be doing it sexy. You better be like, like every time it pops you, yo, you better, I'll pay good money for this. You be like, yeah, I'm gonna stand behind you, like, don't you?
A little BDSM.
Yeah, you better enjoy every pop.
Listen, I'm not gonna lie. Just because of that, and then when he was like, yo, this was in my own home here, it turned me off from ever going to a strip club. I'm like, yo, these are the most hurt looking strippers I've ever seen in my life. One looked like Bambi when he was born. The other one had was as big as a damn mouse. I said, nothing wrong with it.
Hard.
But she came in with a nasty attitude. So that's why I was mean. I'm like, yo, you got a nerve to be have a fucked up attitude.
She was come hungry. On,
y'all.
she knew that nasty ass chicken was hungry.
I don't need no flour.
She like, she on her bird.
First, let
on
me
her
go
third
to the bathroom and cut my pubes off and then make you chicken.
Yo, that better not be the same person. That better not be the same person.
That was the seasoning.
That better not be the same person. Nope.
Fucking 11. herbs and spices and shit.
That Jesus better have been cinnamon in the bathroom shaving her pubes, and that better have been fucking mocha in the kitchen cooking. It had to be two different. You know stripper name, cinnamon. Tasty with two E's. Yes.
The legs, yes. Yes.
The chicken was bare and the attitude was the same.
See, listen. You had to see, listen, you had to see Bambi when she was trying to get back up and do her thing. Like she would be sitting there all drooped and she'd get up and I was like, what you doing? What the fuck is this? Like,
all right, I'm gonna tell mom before my phone dies. So I've only been into strip clubs. I've only been a few strip clubs, and that was because I was looking for a job. Not as a stripper, because I don't have rhythm, and I put that on the application that I do not have rhythm. I was like, I will do anything, but I'll wipe the sweat off. You need me to wipe the sweat off the dancers? You need me to, you know, sweep the floor? I can be sexy with that broom. I can do it, but I can't dance.
Just be a bartender.
No, you got to be an old, aged out stripper to be the bartender, yo.
No, that's ma'am.
Not true.
No, yes. Ma'am.
Not true.
Yes.
I don't know where you went to, but
no. Candy been here for 30 plus years. Now she is she. You cannot replace her. She's here seven days a week. And yes, she's a retired stripper. She dipped her titty in the drink.
Yeah, what establishment was this?
Where the strip club was located.
I went around like the Bucks County area. I didn't go to Philly.
That's the reason why.
I wasn't gonna walk into a Philly strip club being black, being from Philly, and ask for a job, and I don't fucking know how to dance. They would have laughed my ass out of there.
No,
at least the old white strippers were like, nah.
I can tell you this, that there is like, when it comes to strip clubs, you gotta know what you're looking for, right? Mm-hmm. So like, if you are a white person, you know, white men like titties, right? So you're going to go to
white strip
like
clubs have bare minimum.
You want to have go to Delilah's. You're going to go to Wizards or something like that. If you are black men like ass. Mm-hmm. So and then you go to Onyx.
You go to Onyx.
I figured if I'm going to the
Onyx,
white strip clubs,
Not Delilah's.
I had my niche.
Get one or two blacks at Delilah's.
The one
on
the street.
Oh, that one.
If you go to a white, I was like, all right, if I get a job at a white strip club, I at least have a black ass at this white strip club. You know,
but they don't like ass; they like titties.
No, wait, white men like titties. Fetishize black ass.
I don't know what they want, but I know I couldn't go to a black one with no skills.
The club. It depends on the aesthetic of the club. So certain.
I have no skills, so I can't go to a black one.
You get what I'm saying?
I'd be like the shoe polisher. There's a sexy shoe polisher over there. If you want to go over there and get the shoe polished, that would be my job.
No, you go around giving massages to folks. That's what you do.
I mean, you can just be a bottle girl and like the sprinklers and like, hey.
That's what I was trying to do. I'm like, give me literally any job but
like,
dancing.
She could be a cage dancer. She would be a good cage dancer.
Like in Atlantic City?
Like just leaning and gyrating. And yeah, she could do that. Yeah, she could do that.
And they could pay me extra to say cock.
God damn. I'm looking for a sugar daddy and his cock.
Big white cock.
You know, college students don't care.
Well, not Cardi, enough. What about your strip club experiences? Yeah. I think you're the last one that we didn't talk to.
I'm in my strip phone club dies, I was in that's high what school, happened. So kind of a strip club connoisseur, kind of sort of. I've been to them all. So I've been to King of Diamonds in Atlanta. I've been to fucking Tootsie's in Miami, Spearmint Rhino in Vegas.
She's a connoisseur.
So I've been around. I throw some racks in plenty of strip clubs, unfortunately. Money I will never, ever get back.
You supported someone's college.
I did. And I probably fed some mouths and took care of some daycare.
Who said, the sexiest pole cleaner? I can clean the pole. After them, like with my gloves and shit. Nah, I can't do that. I'm tall enough.
They clean their own pole.
They should, but you know.
I didn't even know they cleaned the pole.
You have to clean the pole.
What the hell? I didn't
know
they cleaned the pole.
Jessica, I've taken you to pole class, and do you?
You've taken me to one pole class, and they shared some shit about pole
etiquette.
One
should be enough to know you clean that goddamn pole.
You can't, remember, you can't have oils, lotions, and stuff on your legs or whatever, and then you hit.
Yeah, I know, but she didn't say anything about cleaning it.
We cleaned it in between each other. We did.
Because you gotta.
Yeah, I know we did, but I didn't know they did it in the club. And yeah, like in a strip club.
Or they're going to fall and break their motherfucking necks.
Standard.
Right. I think I would go for just to see the Fallen. I would love to go to a strip club just to see Fallen. Lord. Is there a reel of like now, bad?
I've seen chicks fall off of poles.
Probably.
That shit is fucking hilarious, by the way.
Oh, I would love to see that.
I don't feel bad at all.
I'm going to YouTube it, see if I can find it.
If you knew what your expertise was on the pole, then you wouldn't have been trying to do that maneuver.
There you go. I mean, like how you watch ice skating, like how you watch ice skating just to see them fall.
Right.
Hey, I want to watch. I want to watch.
I might have nailed it at practice, and then I don't know what happened. Something happened, and then
I don't know. Or you might have
practice.
Yes, you have.
You have to practice. You just walk on stage, and I'm gonna just do this motherfucking thing.
You know, they.
I'm gonna be body surfing on other bitches on poles.
Right.
Body surfing.
Oh Lord!
That's all right. Siren, take me to one. Siren, take me to one. That's next.
Okay.
That's next
trip. Yes, we gotta go. Yeah,
that's next trip.
Take me to Atlanta.
We need to go to Atlanta and go to Magic City or something.
Yeah,
we gotta go all the way to Georgia.
Is Magic City still open?
I don't know.
She said Atlanta is in Georgia.
Yeah, they open.
ATL.
Atlanta is only like five hours from me.
We'll have a good meal. Yeah, we'll have a good meal and get a great show.
Oh, so is the food in strip clubs really that good?
It is.
Some places.
That's what it's especially
NBA, if you go to Atlanta, NBA definitely.
An NBA player got in trouble because he went to Magic City to get some lemon pepper wings. So.
But they do have good food.
I mean, that attracts them in there.
He left.
Hungry and horny. That's a combination.
Have y'all ever taken y'all significant other to the strip club?
I went with my baby. Yeah, I went with my ex.
Yeah, I've taken my man to the strip club and made him get a lap dance.
Yeah.
Mine felt uneasy because I knew the strippers that were in there.
Because you're a whore.
Because they do me like, hey,
feeling easy too.
How you been? Like, oh, I haven't seen you in a while.
Haven't seen you since Monday.
why not go somewhere that you wouldn't?
But, you know, it's a circuit, so they all, you know, they all work around the city.
Good point.
They go around, so.
Good point.
You never know what day they come.
I wouldn't feel bad if the strippers knew. I'd just be like, oh, that's your twist, I guess.
Yeah, but some folks were
which one?
So.
You're getting tested. Okay. But, yeah.
I would love to go to one with my significant other, but, like, we would have to go to one that's, like, got titty-heavy strippers because I don't have a lot of ass. And I would feel some type of way if I see him.
Was it really?
So like me and him, we are ass spotters. That's the thing that we do. If one of us sees a nice ass, we be like, hey, baby, look. Like, we will do that. But if I see you putting money in another bitch's G-string and she got an ass that's bigger than mine, I'm going to feel some type of way.
I don't got those problems.
It didn't bother me. We had good sex when we got home. You know,
I don't have those kind of problems.
Yeah, get it pimped up. That's right. Take all that energy frustration and you go home.
It's the notion of you paying for some ass that I don't have. That's where my hang up is. You're paying for ass that I don't.
I feel like that with jerking off. I don't like when somebody's jerking off and I'm right here. Like, you see me. Like, y'all feel like you're disrespecting me.
Who whip it out. Just, all right, I'm going to go jerk off. Like,
well, who do you think? I'm only the mirror.
If you don't get the point.
Who doing that? That's what I'm saying. Like, I never.
Yeah, who would do that?
I've done it before.
He must have thought, like, maybe
you
I'm
busy.
I've been playing video games. I don't know.
Because
maybe
I'm
he didn't think of ass.
What you going to do about it?
I didn't know this was a current event. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're such a perv.
I don't care.
What's a perv?
I don't care.
He said he just whipped his dick out.
I've done it.
And don't they escort you off the premises?
What, in a strip club? No, I was talking about just in general when she was talking about.
I was about to say I am not going to the strip club.
At this point, I don't know what to expect. And not paying for it.
Oh my gosh.
You but definitely can't whip your shit out of a strip club.
I've gone pretty far in strip clubs.
First of all, them dudes is big as shit. They will throw you face first out that joint. Like.
Well, guys.
You can get away with some shit. I'll tell you that much. That's all I'm saying.
We gonna wrap this up.
Yep.
I feel like strippers, Do strippers taste sweaty? I feel like they taste sweaty. Do you taste them? Are you allowed to taste them?
No.
You can.
But listen, that's if you go and pay for a private dance.
Michael's like, I don't understand.
If you go and you pay for a private dance, right? Yeah. What goes on back there is between you and...
I wouldn't recommend it, though.
...in the stripper.
I can see that.
Some people some people go beyond stripping and they do...
If you're going to do it like at 7 p.m. when there has been no other niggas face in that pussy. Don't be the last person at 2 o'clock in the morning and she throw that shit in your face. Please push her away.
Wow.
Ah, yeah, please don't taste the strippers.
The more you know.
Don't taste the strippers.
All right, y'all.
Okay, go ahead.
Shirt, please don't.
I got
taste
questions.
The
don't test. Don't taste the strippers.
Please don't. That is a good shirt.
That's a good shirt.
I keep knowing all this stuff.
And no sex in the please champagne room.
Please don't taste
the
strippers.
That's old though. But yeah,
but it's a goodie. Oldie but goodie.
Oldie but goodie.
What movie is that? Champagne room.
It's not from a movie. God damn it, you suck.
Sorry.
What's
it from?
I'll send you. The song.
What's it from? We'll send you a song. We'll send you music.
My phone's about to die.
Yeah.
But just know.
All right, so we're wrapping it up.
Kittens first.
Bitch Kittens, before your phone dies, tell the people where they can find you at.
On here and on Instagram.
And Bitch Kittens 89, okay?
Yeah.
I forgot her other plug, but all right, go ahead.
I haven't been on that shit. I don't even know if it's still happening.
Oh, all right.
Well, y'all need to communicate about that, but anyway. Anyway, Pinky Senpai,
what you say, nigga?
Look at this.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Tell the people where they can find you at.
You can find me and my nosy ass cat at PinkDreams_Senpai on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook. Right now, it is my actual name, but I will be making a new page that is specifically for this page. So, like, once I get that done, I'll be plugging that one. But yeah, you can always find me in the comments on Blurred Approved Entertainment.
The Cardi Experience. Tell the people where they can find your drunk ass.
You can find my drunk ass at the Cardi Experience on IG. Also at Cardi Solutions. It's my business page. So you can also check me out there. And it's Titty Tuesday. So give me some titties.
Somebody
is
that a thing?
Oh,
Titty Tuesday a thing? Yes. Hashtag it. Look it up.
I think it is. And Thotimus Prime, let the people know where they can find more of you.
Bedtime.
Find me. Mike Hennessy 205 on Instagram. Find me on the TBC _podcast_talk. I don't know how to say my own shit for my podcast. Anyway,
it's in front of you.
Podcast _talk. I didn't know if it was podcast or talk.
I'm the one that's drinking.
Right. I got something in my eye. This is irritating me. But anyway, TikTok, Mike Hennessy 205. Also, remember everybody to like, subscribe, comment this YouTube channel right here. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram. Make sure that you kindly donate to the Cash App if you guys are
feeling. Give us money.
Yeah, give us money. I'm not a beggar, but anyway, give us something. Shit, dude, you gotta
support your overlord.
Support your overlords. Yeah, support the people that's how I look at it. We all black in this joint. We all gotta take care.
Don't donate. I'll show my titties more. You don't want that.
Nah, please don't have that shit.
Do it. You better donate. I'm gonna do
that's it. Right. Donate for him, not the y'all donate. So this poor man will pull his shirt up like. Stop this man from being a savage. Like,
I'm on to kill her. I don't give a fuck.
He has a smooth nipple. Like,
very smooth.
Oh, be nasty. You got to fix that.
No, she checked. She checked.
No, okay.
I know, but we look like the Brady Bunch. I feel like he can adjust. He'll adjust
this
it.
Is a
anyway.
The Brady Bunch.
Right.
The dysfunctional bunch. Right. And last but not least, I am Siren by Night. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook at Siren by Night. You can find me on my other podcast at Unicorn Straight No Chaser. That's on IG, on Facebook, and YouTube. And I have a blog at Unicorns and Vodka. That's on IG and Facebook. we actually have a show coming up Saturday at 8:30. We're going to be talking about current events, pop culture, nerd culture, sex, narcissist, and well, it is narcissist, and more shenanigans, more debauchery, more hedonistic things. So please come and follow us.
Saturday, find us 8:30.
Also, yes, and we're also streaming on at Blurred Approved Entertainment as well on Facebook and YouTube. All right. So thank you for joining us again. We hope y'all had a good time. Like, comment, subscribe, Cash App, all that shit. Mike, have a good night.
Oh, responsibly.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's
crazy. No Cash App for putting shit in my ass, I'll tell you that. Like, ain't never be no plug for that shit. Fuck no.
I mean, you need a plug.
No, I don't need a plug. You don't need shit.
You need a plug.
Nah, we need nothing. Nothing will ever plug. No.